Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren. Alongside me is Wells Sarah and Fawcett Jane. And
hello,
Kevin Tinkin
Warren,
is
Christian.
Not here today.
Wah, wah.
I really miss him.
I know, do too.
This show's not funny without him.
It sucks.
Okay,
no,
thanks,
I'm just
Christian.
Kidding. Just kidding. Hey, guys, this week I'm really going to work on not talking over you guys. So, all right.
All right. Good
luck.
But we got a really fun episode to get to, and I'm excited because I want to get to it as quick as possible. But Sarah, Jane, we're all on the same page. This is an exciting episode,
totally.
Right?
Totally.
We're really excited.
After this segment, we're going to do we're going to do a sermon discussion segment. And then after that, we're going to do our trivia challenge question, whatever it's called. For the ultimate Spoutcast fan.
Ultimate.
Sarah,
super fan, I think is what the title they are fighting for.
And we recorded that segment before this segment, and it was a lot of fun.
Yes.
We had a really good time, so
Christian
stay tuned for that.
Christian said it's his favorite. Most fun he's had so far.
It's probably the most fun I've had in this room, absolutely. We've had good sermon discussions that I would go, that was awesome. But the most fun I've had, absolutely.
Sermon discussions aren't fun.
Well.
Just kidding.
They're good, though.
It's fun because I get to spend time with you guys and talk life.
Oh, my gosh. Can you wrap this segment up?
Well, hey, we're going to do some announcements at the end of the show. We also, my wife has been really into Carrie Job. She's a popular artist. And I kind of had like
a... We love her. I listen to Carrie Job radio on Pandora every morning.
Okay, well, I've just started getting into a couple of her songs, and I was talking to Andrew Correa the other day, like, dude, we gotta start like playing the song. It's pretty bomb. So I've been into her newest CD, so we're gonna play that CD here today.
We've already played this CD, Christian.
Yeah.
Have we already?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
It was a request by Lacey then too.
Because it just came out.
Yeah.
In November.
Maybe we can change the music or just keep it the same.
keep it the same.
Carrie's the best.
Yeah. All right, we'll keep it the same. Sorry guys, I stink. Up next, some sermon discussion.
There's other things going on. Look at verse 19. He says, what do I imply then, that food offered to idol is anything? Or that an idol is anything? He says, no. I imply that what pagan sacrifice they offer to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to participate with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of a demon. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of a demon. Shall I provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? He's saying, look, you cannot participate and say, I am fully committed to the Lord, but there's this part of my life I'm going to fully commit to this. He calls them pagan worship services. I call them idols of our age. The issue is you cannot say, I serve God on one hand, but I'm really committed to this thing on the other. If materialism, if indifference, individualism is part of your life. Those are the idols of our day. I can't hold to those and still say I love God. You can't take an issue and say I love God, but I'm not going to quit drinking. I love God, but I'm not going to quit having sex before marriage. I love God, but I'm in this homosexual relationship and I won't leave it. You can't say I love God, but either you love God and you obey, or you say I would rather and I don't obey.
That was a clip from this last week's sermon by the one and only Brad Bell. And if you've been with us, we've been going through 1 Corinthians. And the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about kind of like food sacrifice to idols, kind of this giving up of your own rights for the sake of others. And then this last week, we got into chapter 10, talked about warning basically against idolatry. And Brad went through probably something like 22 verses in the matter of 40 minutes, but he kind of started it off with talking about how these Egyptians with Moses, they tried to serve both God and like these other pagan gods or these other idols or whatever. And basically the very first part of Paul's chapter 10 to the Corinthians was just like, and look what happened to them. Look what happened to these people that tried to go after Baal, this god over here. 126,000 of them or something like that was stricken down and died and all this kind of stuff. And then it goes into like, you can't serve as people of this church. You cannot serve God and other idols in your life. Yeah. And it was a super convicting message. And just like, what are the idols in your life? And that was really the question he asked. What are the idols in your life? And he named three main idols that like he looks at as, here's in a culture today, here are three main idols. I'm going to maybe butcher one of them, but materialism and then individualism. And then the third one was, do you remember?
Shoot.
Indifference. Thank you, Dave. So those are the three that he talked about as just like, hey, here are some idols that, man, you may not have beer drinking as your idol in life, but the reality is you're probably going to fall into the category of these three. Individualism, you're constantly wanting to be by yourself. Yeah. You know, Brad always has this thing, and he said it before. It's like you get into a box, you park inside of a box, you walk into a box, you eat food from a box, everything's inside of a box. And it's very individualistic culture when God clearly calls us to community. And then the concept of materialism is we're never satisfied with just what we have. We're never satisfied with just God. Mm-hmm. And then indifference is we always think that we essentially, Sarah, we always think that kind of, I'll butcher this one a little bit, like we can do better than God. We think what we have, we can beat whatever is in our life. So if we have an addiction to something or whatever, we go, I can beat that. I'm good.
On your own
type mm-hmm. of thought process. So, and then we just talked about how Paul's warning these Corinthians against this because he's realizing, look, if you continue to walk down this road of serving these idols, man, your life is only going to get farther and farther away from God. And ultimately, what's going to happen, the circumstances that happen because of that is going to be drastic. In a sense.
Good.
I feel like I gave a good summation.
Yeah, that was good.
So, Jane, Sarah, let's talk about this. What are some idols that maybe are in our lives? And I think this is a great, I like even with my wife after the sermon last night, I went to the 7. Is that the sermon you heard?
I sat in at the 5.
Okay. So, we got up and we kind of hung out for a little bit and then drove off and was like, so what are some idols in your life? And I don't feel like this is something where it's like, we have to go insanely deep and tell everybody our deepest, darkest secrets. But I feel like we all in this room can go, man, I have these idols in my life and like, I need to work on that. Is that fair? Because if we can't do it, then how is our listening audience going to be able to tell it to other people as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you want me to start?
Yeah, you go first.
All right. Well, I thought about this a lot, and this is sad. This is really sad, and I'm embarrassed to almost say it, but I have a serious addiction to fantasy baseball, and Jane just perked a smile. Thanks, Jane. Sharing my heart here.
No.
And I'm just...
Gosh.
But the reality is that an idol is defined as basically anything that you put before God. Mm-hmm. And man, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I want to do is check my fantasy team. And the first thing I want to do is put the players on my team, take them off the bench, start them or whatever that is. And it's just like, it's gotten to the point where like, man, I can't, it's like, I have to look at my team before I even open the Bible. You know what I mean? And I just go, that's so backwards. Mm-hmm. Like I should want to spend time with God first and do my fantasy stuff second, you know?
Yeah.
And it's completely taken up. If I were to look at how much time I spend on fantasy versus how much time I spend with God, it's a ridiculous ratio, you know? And I could say the same with movies or TV, but I feel like if there's an idol in my life right now in this season, it is fantasy sports. And it's not okay because like, it's starting to not only take away from my relationship with God, but then my relationship with my wife. And it's like, I have all these excuses of going, well, I get to hang out with my friends. I talk to them all the time. Like it's really healthy for me to have a hobby or whatever. But then I go, it's only healthy if God's still your number one priority. So it's a cheesy thing, but it really has messed with me. And, definitely takes my heart away from God and my passions. I could tell you everything about fantasy, but like I couldn't tell you about what I read this morning because I was more concerned about who to pick up on off the bench in my fantasy team. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's definitely an area of my life that I need working on. But if you were at the seven and maybe some other ones, Brad just shared this moment after the sermon. Just like there's always hope in Christ. Mm-hmm. There's always hope in Christ. And no matter how bad it is or how minuscule it may be, like there's always a way out. And we think that we can do this on the way out on our own. We think that I can just turn my computer off. But the issue is really the heart. And mm-hmm. where's my heart at?
Yeah.
My heart's in fantasy right now. Mm-hmm. And my heart is not fully in God all the time. And so that is the reality of where, on a bad day, that's what it's like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a heart issue, not I need to turn my fantasy sports off. You right. know, I need to get my heart at a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
Make yeah. sense?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
I'm listening and thinking through what mine is. And I don't know if this is the right, this is going to sound dumb, but I'm thinking through, okay, what do I spend most of my free time on or like doing or where does my mind go? And if I have free moments, I'm always on my phone instead of reading or talking. No, I mean,
technology is a total
idol. Sure. Technology. And not that it's like I worship technology, but that's where I put a lot of my time and my brain goes to that. And mm-hmm. just whether it be, I just took off my Pinterest app. And I think that was one step in the right direction.
Yeah. Good job, Sarah.
Because my friend and our friend, Melissa, took it off. And she said, Sarah, I took off Pinterest and Facebook off my phone. And I started using my Kindle app. And I've gotten through so many good books for church. And because the first thing I do when I wake up is I check everything on my phone. I check my Facebook, my Instagram, my blah, 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 blah. Yeah. When I could be spending that 10 minutes reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have downtime, when I have 10 minutes downtime, I check the phone, you know? And so I don't know if
that totally works. My only feedback would be like, if you were to download it again,
mm-hmm.
would you check it or where's your heart at? You know what I mean? Like it almost the point you want to get at is like, could you have a Pinterest app on your phone and still your affections go towards God and not Pinterest?
I think I would want to take it away for a while right. and then get used to not having it. So then if I do put it back on, then I'm used to not having it. So it won't be the automatic, my thumb goes to the, or what, you know, yeah. Facebook or whatever. And because I have plenty of opportunities to go to those sites at other times. Like I'm on my computer all day. If I'm at lunch or on a break or whatever, I can check those things. That's not a big deal. I don't check those things on work hours. Thank you. you know, like it's not like I don't have a computer. Like I could check those things other times. And so I think that's what mine is.
You know, there's, have you guys ever heard of TED Talks before?
Yeah, I have.
You know, they're like PowerPoint discussions, basically 20-25 minutes. There was one that Andrew Feil just sent me called Connected But Not Close.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this concept of we think that we're closer to other people. Mm-hmm. We think we're super connected and in community with people. Oh, because we're friends on Facebook. We see what they're doing on Pinterest. The reality is we're not close to them at all. Sure, we're connected, but we're not. And so, I mean, that is totally an idol. And I guarantee you if you know, these crew of people that Moses took through the desert, if they had iPhones or whatever, I guarantee you the God that they would have created at the 40 days that he was gone is they would have just worshiped whatever was on their iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
their
I mean?
Instagram would probably be pretty boring.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of dirt. a lot of dirt. But the reality is that that's what they used. Yeah. But today, I would argue that connectivity and you know, not iPhones, but like this materialism.
Social media.
You know, yeah, social media, all the above. Like that is a huge idol in the world. And
I think there's time, like if I'm waiting in line at the grocery store, instead of looking at People magazine, I'd rather check Facebook, you know, and that's fine.
I understand
that. But it's when I'm like go to bed or when I wake up and like, you know, the last 10 minutes of my day is spent with Instagram.
Yeah, it's
that's
a hard
not
thing.
How I, yeah. I in, that's how I'm acting. But I have to ask myself, Sarah, what defines you? The word should be defining you. And your time with the Lord, but what are your actions saying? Because my actions are speaking differently than what I say I am, you know?
I spend my mornings and nights with Tom from MySpace. Is that like, No.
Oh,
you guys don't do that still?
MySpace. He's not cool. Zynga?
That's a thing of the past. Yeah.
Jane.
Yeah.
What's you yours? Don't have to be honest, but.
I don't. Okay, good.
But I just, you know, I figured if you would like to share.
I will be honest. You know, there's one thing that Brad mentioned yesterday about materialism and how you, when your heart starts to change, then your things like. Your grip loosens on your things. Mm-hmm. And I have Sarah and I have talked about this before. I have a very tight grip on my things because
things like what you own type
like
of stuff.
My car, okay. Like everything clothes. That I've spent my money on.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
So, I mean, I guess in a way I was raised to value what we had, and I was raised to work hard for what we got and that sort of thing. So, and to take care of what I had. So I don't loan things out because I see them as that's time I spent, that's money I paid, and what would happen if Sarah took my car, wrecked it? That's the most expensive thing that I own. You know, like those sorts of things go through my head instead of this is the Lord's and whatever happens to it, happens to it. He'll provide. So it's been something that...
It's almost a mixture of materialism and individualism. Like everything is mine, and the world around me is not. It shouldn't be involved with my stuff. Almost.
Yeah. Because it'll be anything from like, I'm very particular about how my things go and stuff like that. So like,
living with me has been a big stretch for Jane.
Big stretch.
I borrow everything and move things around.
Yeah. So like, I notice those things. So like. I'll notice if Sarah uses my hair dryer because it's not like put exactly how it is. And I think that one time she used my hair dryer, it's going to break it. What would happen if she broke it? You know, like that's where my head goes, which is stupid. And like I'm doing my best to loosen my grip.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't feel your idol. I don't feel that very often.
Okay.
So it's not something where I'm like, oh my gosh, don't ask Jane if I can borrow her brush.
But
or whatever.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you've probably lived with these thoughts for most of your life. And so you've learned how to handle it in a way that the outside public, your people you live with, they can't see it. But you're telling us right now it's an internal struggle that's going on. It's become that type of idol. The stuff that you have is become an idol. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the same with all three of us. It's just, where's your heart at? You know what I mean? You just even said like the realization, and this is a spot that I had to get to too, because I'm like, I have all those DVDs. I used to never let those things go.
Yeah, I have 10 of them right
Yeah,
now.
You do have 10 of them.
Of what?
I have my delicious library. But on the backside, I go, ultimately, like, everything I have is God. And you just said that. And that was, I feel like we grew up in a similar, just like what you have is yours. Yeah. Like you earned it, you worked for it kind of concept. But on the other side, it's, we have to begin to understand like everything I have is God's. And that's how you loosen the grip even more.
For sure.
You know?
It's not that easy though.
It's not that easy. You're totally right.
I would say another thing that this might sound really stupid. So give me a little grace.
I'm sorry.
Or don't. Jeez, never mind.
No, come on.
This is going to sound really dumb, but my alone time is very important to me.
That's not dumb.
And even like, this is kind of different from alone time, but for me, like it's kind of doubling as the same thing in my head, my sleep. So like I'll go to bed late, whatever, and just think, whatever, like I'll wake up when I wake up, and like I don't make it a priority to wake up and read my Bible or have my quiet time. I just think, I'll just do it again. I'll just do it later. Like it's not
sleep is more important.
Exactly.
Totally.
So that's one thing that I'm trying to loosen my grip on also.
I think like Jane, if I can encourage you, like you keep saying like this is dumb, and I recognize I even said it myself, but I'm hearing it in you and I go, man, it's, these are just things we're struggling with. You know what I mean? And Paul is warning these people. He goes, look, if you continue to go down this road, it's going to cost you your relationship with God. But the reality is like Christ still died for you. Yeah. Christ, there's still hope in Christ. Mm-hmm. And like, they're not dumb. They're just like, man, this is where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. You know? And so, yeah. You know, Sarah, you may think that deleting your Pinterest or whatever is dumb. And I may think fantasy baseball is dumb, but we're, I think, sharing very minimal things. I'm sure there's even more things in our life, but the reality is nothing you have is that you're struggling with as far as an idol wise is dumb or mm-hmm. like someone's idol may be, you know, pornography or something mm-hmm. like that. And like, yeah, maybe that is a more serious consequence or whatever that may be. But the reality is that has the same effect that fantasy mm-hmm. baseball does. It is distracting me from my relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And so recognize that if you have an idol of some sort, like everybody's is on the same page. Yeah. And so mm-hmm. it's no thing is worse or better because whatever it is, it's ultimately a distraction from God.
Yeah. The root issues are all.
Yeah. And you can't serve God mm-hmm. and you can't serve mm-hmm. sleeping, mm-hmm. technology, fantasy, yeah. porn, whatever that is. You can't serve yeah. those and God at the same time.
Yeah. Because we kind of talked about this even when we went through Galatians.
Yeah.
Like, it's Christ plus nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. there's nothing that can be added to it to make it any better or mm-hmm. make it any more important or anything. I liked three things that Brad talked about, like, kind of like, I don't know how to say it, so I just won't. But he gave like three bullet points of it's not just me, it's never too much, and there's always a back door. And just yeah. that sense of like whatever you're struggling with, like don't internalize it, like talk mm-hmm. about it, because mm-hmm. then you have people who can help you through it. And maybe they're gonna, I don't know, but.
And don't, yeah, and just the whole individualism thing and indifference, it's like, don't try and do this by yourself,
right,
whatever.
So, right, and like what yours, the other one, it's not just me. Like, it says even in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, nothing new to common man or whatever. Yeah. Like, any if you're struggling with something, chances are someone else is struggling with the same thing. Like, right. so know that no one's alone in their fight, no yeah. matter totally. What it is. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's good discussion. If you haven't heard the sermon, listen up. It's super good. The downside is that the end of the sermon, you don't necessarily hear kind of the hope in Christ part that he said at the end of church, which was really key, I think, to the message. But just remember, there's always hope. There's always a way out. There's always a back door. Mm-hmm. The one thing before we close, Brad, like I cracked up laughing during the service, and I think three other people laughed. But Brad, at one point when he was talking about these like, people in Lachish, like 150,000 of them died or something like that. And I don't remember the number, but he was like, it was like drowning pools let the bodies hit the floor. Oh. Which is like an old song like that I listen to all the time. And the song is like, let the bodies
okay.
hit the floor. Let the bodies.
Who sings that
That's
song?
A band called Drowning Pool.
Yeah.
And Brad made that reference and I'm all, that was amazing.
It's because okay. you guys are best friends.
But this is the thing. At the five, he didn't reference the song.
Oh.
He just had said, it's like the bodies just hit the floor. And in my head, I'm like, let the bodies hit the floor.
Oh,
like,
at that's seven, my at head the went. Seven, he said, it's like drowning pools.
Yeah, he did.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
That's so
and
funny.
I was like, that's the best. So wow. thanks for the good joke, Brad. All right.
He's listening.
Yeah, totally. Up next.
Maybe we should let that go.
As an idol?
Yeah.
Not yet.
No. So up next, we've got a fun trivia session with Sarah Roby and Jeremiah Spear. So stay tuned for that. You will enjoy it if you are a fan of the show. Also, we'll have some announcements at the end. Enjoy some more My Bad on Playing It Again, Carrie Job.
Inside the dark.
moment of the Spoutcast history is about to happen, in my opinion. We're going to have a trivia session between Sarah Roby, say what's up.
What's up?
And Jeremiah, how's it going?
Woo! Oh, okay.
Now,
my one moment of glory.
Now, are you guys excited?
I am excited. I'm more excited than you.
Super nervous.
I'm not.
Jeremiah has like a good puddle of
that's nasty.
Don't sell him that.
You're nervous, huh?
I'm nervous. Yeah.
Now, Sarah, you nervous?
Not at all.
No.
Sarah, you are friends with Sarah Wells, correct?
Yes.
And did you spend the night at Sarah Wells' house last night?
Yes.
Which is also Jane's house last night.
My house, too.
I feel like that's an unfair advantage.
I heard you guys had a practice session.
That's false. Where'd you hear it?
I heard it from your roommate.
Oh, okay.
And you guys went over some questions together?
My roommate?
Some sample questions. Oh. Me being your roommate.
What was one of those sample questions?
Really?
Gosh, ooh. What was it? Well, we talked about the one that was on the show last week.
Yeah. Oh, this was a really good question. This isn't one of your questions.
Okay.
Who you would eat dinner with?
This could... I think that may have been one. But what are the different kinds of games we have played on the show?
Okay. Yeah.
So Germany versus Florida was one of them.
Trivial Pursuit Brad on the first episode.
Trivial Pursuit, Unpacking Brad.
One and why,
top three.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so that's good. Like that. Yeah. So the questions that I'm about to ask will be very similar to maybe that, more like this is a practice question, but we'll save this as a practice question. But how the game will work is that when I ask a question, you will yell your name out. So you'll go Sarah or Jeremiah, okay? And we know that Jeremiah's name is longer, but if his syllable goes first, Jane is going to be the ultimate kind of de facto here. And if Jane says Jeremiah said it first, then it's Jane's word against yours. Okay, guys?
I take bribes, so...
Oh.
Yeah. And with that, how the game's going to work is you guys both are... you're both going to get a turn, and you have an opportunity to choose between 25 points... 50 points or 100 points.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it would be like that.
So the 100 points ones are harder than the 25, 50-point ones, okay?
Wow.
And there is a total of 16 questions with a tiebreaker.
Wow, you went sick, dude.
Sarah Wells will take score.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just do a practice round here just to be fair, okay?
Okay.
This is super easy, super...
Sarah's
simple
got a
round.
Super official score sheet over there.
Who is...
are we starting?
This is just a practice round.
Oh.
Who is the number one person I would like to most have dinner with?
Sarah.
Yes, Sarah.
Sarah Roby. Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, so... Jeremiah, doesn't look like you're going to do so well.
Is that because I just looked at you like a deer in the headlights?
Jeremiah, that was on last week's episode.
I know.
Now, one thing is that if you don't know the answer, there's going to be 10-second pause, okay? Or there's going to be 10 seconds to answer it. If nobody answers it in 10 seconds, the question's void. We move on. So you have 10 seconds to yell your name out.
Okay.
All right.
If you get the answer wrong, automatically the other person gets a shot at it.
They get a shot. They don't
steal.
Get the point.
To steal.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Not the point.
No, they get the point.
No, I mean, but they don't automatically get the points. They have to get the question right.
Yeah, they have to get the question right. They could steal it. So that makes sense, guys? Yeah.
Yep.
We're good.
All right, so I will say this. We're going to have to figure out a way to who goes first as far as selection-wise. But
I know.
Okay, go.
I'll ask them to pick a number 1 through 10 and whoever gets it right.
Done. Perfect.
Okay. I'm going to tell... I'll just be really honest.
Yeah.
Okay?
Be kind of honest.
Thanks for being honest.
Yeah. I'm not going to change my answer. Okay. Pick a number 1 through 10. Sarah, you go first.
4.
8.
It's 8. Oh.
Jeremiah,
Wait, I think we should do it like a coin toss. Jeremiah, do you want to go first or do you want to go last?
Or second?
Well, that's kind of a stupid question because, of course, you want to go first.
I think you'd want to go first.
Get more points.
You still got the deer in the headlight.
Yeah, I don't really care if I go first. I was going to say I was actually going to say Sarah could go first, but since I should go first, then
it's up to you.
Wait, why? Oh. Why do we have to choose who goes first? Who's ever yells their name out.
Because.
Oh, someone does have to choose the questions.
Yeah, someone's got to choose the questions. So, Jeremiah, you go first, okay? So, what's your level of questions? You want to go 25, 50, or 100?
Easy, medium, hard.
Let's go 50. We'll just questions. Go middle ground and see what happens.
Some of them are multiple choice. Some of them are not.
I feel like we need to, at Hume, we always played this song called Zombie Nation in Rec
Chapel.
I know
that song, yeah. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
How many episodes have not featured Christian during the sermon discussion segment?
Jeremiah. It's you.
Two.
Incorrect.
Ooh, man.
Do I have to say my name?
Nope. You have a chance to steal.
I would like to steal.
I mean, you have to say
it. Obviously. Three.
Three is the correct answer.
Wow.
What were the three?
There's been two episodes where I was not on.
Yeah.
And then when I gave my sermon, Andrew File came in to give the sermon discussion. So
that's when I forgot.
But you're not going to do as bad as you think just by the fact that you at least answered it.
Didn't stare at you in the deer. Yeah.
So Sarah has 50 points.
Nice.
It has been documented.
Don't go newscaster voice on me here. All right.
I'll go Hulk on you.
Can I just point something out? You can tell that Christian's a youth pastor because anybody else would have just done 1 point, 2 points, 3 points.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But in youth ministry, you always have to make the points way bigger than they actually are. Uh-huh. So you're like, this is worth 2,000 points so that the winning group won by 100,000 points. And everyone's like, yeah! And they really only got like 10 points.
Right.
Sarah's got 50. Yep.
What's next?
50.
You're going with a 50. Yep. All right. Oh. How many times, and let's take a step back. Sarah, Jeremiah, these questions are very... these questions are very fair whether you're on staff and if it's only questions to fans of the Spoutcast. Okay. Okay?
Yep.
Right.
All right. How many times has Jeff Bachman been in studio with us?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Twice.
Wrong.
Oh, it is.
Four.
Incorrect.
No, it's three. Oh.
The answer is one.
One? No, he was... Oh, you
trick
jerk.
Question.
That was a trick question. That's he was in here one time and they filmed two episodes.
Are you guys going to question my game?
We did talk about it on the episode.
Man.
We said we recorded this last week, but we've...
Jeremiah, wait until I finish the question.
Last question, you didn't let him finish.
This is what happened.
Discussion.
I said, how many? Jeremiah. Yeah. All right.
I'm pitting out, man. I'm excited.
Should we
calm
go
down.
Turn the air down?
All right. Jeremiah, it's your call. Yeah.
My call. Oh, let's go 100.
Ooh.
100.
Wow.
This is a multiple choice question. All right. Okay. Wait till I finish the question.
Okay.
What was the first episode Megan Jade appeared on? Was it episode 4, 5, 6, or 7?
Jeremiah.
Sarah. Jeremiah, you got it.
She actually got it first.
It's Jane's call.
Oh, okay.
I'm being fair.
That's fine.
Okay. It was episode... Oh, man. I just looked this up today, dude. I think it was episode 7, but I think I'm wrong.
Episode 4?
Both incorrect.
Oh. What was it?
Megan's first episode was episode 6.
Oh, one off.
Megan.
Wow.
You said 4.
I said 7.
You said 4.
That's okay. I'm paying attention.
All right, Sarah, you're up.
Okay. Let's do 25.
Okay. Now these
are points on the board.
These are
you
pretty
guys.
Fair here, right, guys?
Yeah, these are good.
All right. Who was the very first guest
Sarah.
On the Spout?
Oh.
Yep. Sarah,
wait until I finish the question.
I'm sorry, I got excited.
What's your answer?
Wes Crockett. No, wait. He was the first.
Nope.
No.
No, that's your guess. Jeremiah, it's your guess.
Jane Fancy Feet Fawcett.
Jane Fancy Feet
Fawcett. Sarah, we went over this one.
You know what? It was the first email read.
Yeah.
Don't get points for that.
That's why you have to. That's why you have to wait till I finish the question.
That's fine. It's okay. You're still in the lead, Sarah. Back.
All right, Jeremiah. Hey,
you're still ahead by 25 points. So
Jeremiah,
thanks for encouragement.
You're welcome. Sorry, I'm an encourager. Let's go 100 points. I don't know, I like those ones. It's an even number.
Who was the first music selection? This is multiple choice. Was it Newfound Glory, Aaron Gillespie, Ingrid Michaelson, or the first Well Worship CD?
Jeremiah. It was Newfound Glory.
That is incorrect.
Can you repeat them?
I can repeat them. Newfound Glory, Aaron Gillespie, Ingrid Michaelson, and the first Well Worship CD.
Aaron Gillespie.
Aaron Gillespie is their correct answer.
Wow. Was that 100?
That's 100 points.
Judging.
Jeremiah.
I know. I'm sorry, dude.
Sarah.
Oh, okay. 50.
50 points. What is Christian's friend's name from Santa Cruz who is not a Christian?
Jeremiah. Johnny Hutchins.
50 points to Jeremiah.
His last name.
He's from Santa Cruz?
He's from Santa Cruz.
Why aren't we friends?
Well, he lives in San Francisco now.
Okay. Well, close.
These questions are fair, right?
Yeah, yes. We're good.
All right. Jeremiah.
Oh, what was that last one?
50.
Yeah.
Let's go 50.
Okay. Multiple choice here. What episode did we start doing the one and why in? Was it episode 11, 12, 13, or 14?
Sarah, 11.
Incorrect.
Jeremiah. I just like saying my name.
Go for it.
I think it was 13.
That is incorrect as well.
What was it?
Episode 12.
Ooh, I almost said 12.
These numbers questions are hard.
Yeah.
Like, good observation. Would you guys even know this?
I knew the Megan Jade one. And
I guess.
But hey, if you're an ultimate fan, you know.
Christian.
I bet you Danny Pernice would know all the answers. Who is that? That was a guest from last week.
Last week.
It's what if that's a question?
It's not a question. All right. This is to you, Sarah.
Okay. 100.
Go big.
All right. 100 points. How many episodes has Pat Dill, our video director, been on?
Sarah. 3.
That is incorrect.
1.
That is also incorrect.
Really?
Pat Dill was interviewed once and then stopped by for a quick segment at the very end. So
stop by.
Darn you, Pat Dill, if you still listen.
Would you like a current standings?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, no, because I just finally got to the point where I was like, oh, it's okay. Whatever happens, happens.
Oh, then never mind.
Okay. Yeah.
It's 150 to 75.
Okay, thanks a lot.
It's 150,000 to 75,000.
All right. Jeremiah, your call here.
Okay. Let's go with a 25-pointer.
25-pointer. How many episodes has Brad Bell been on?
Jeremiah. 2.
Correct.
Nice.
Good job, Jeremiah.
Sarah?
Good job, Jeremiah.
Thank you. I thought you were going to ask how many minutes did Brad listen to?
No.
3.
It'd be the same 3. Answer, though, too.
Yeah, 2.
Sarah, go for it.
50.
Oh. We got a few more 50s here. Okay. So this is just a standard question, no multiple choice. What does PJ stand for in PJ Lewis?
Jane.
Jane, you don't get an answer. 10 seconds.
Jeremiah. Peanut butter and jelly.
Incorrect.
Patrick James.
Nope.
Love you,
like
PJ.
I feel like that's a well-related question.
We've talked about it 3 or 4 times on this show. And
what does it stand for?
Pastor John.
Pastor John?
You guys are blowing this. All right, Jeremiah, back to you.
Let's go with a 100-pointer.
All right, 100-pointer.
Seal the deal.
What was the first news story that Kevin ever told? This is a multiple choice. Was it that Macho Man Randy Savage had died, that PlayStation is giving away new passcodes, that a ram's horn got caught in a telephone wire, or that it rained outside today?
Sarah, ram horn.
That is incorrect.
Oh my gosh, I'm Jeremiah. So sure of it.
I'm going to go with it rained outside today.
That is also incorrect. Oh,
Sarah, gosh, well,
it's the PlayStation.
It's the PlayStation passcodes. You guys call yourselves fans.
did he talk about a ram's horn?
He totally talked about a ram's horn.
Okay, see?
But not the very first news story. Okay. He also talked about it rained outside today. And then I was like, really? I bring you in here to give the news and that's what you tell me? So.
I missed the news segment. I just had to be honest.
I missed Kevin Tinkin.
All right, yeah, he's not here today. He's got a bad gout syndrome today. So.
I don't know if he would have. What did you say?
Like, on air, yeah.
What? Oh, Dave. All right, Sarah, it's your call. Wait, did you just say the 100 or did Jeremiah say the 100?
I think Jeremiah.
All right, Sarah, go.
So let's do 25.
25. Good call.
Thank you.
What was the phone number for the Spoutcast voicemail?
Sarah.
Go for it.
321 Spout. Spout. It was the Jeremiah. Same letter on the
321 S P O U.
I don't know.
She was not given 10 seconds to answer.
But I feel like, should they have to say the area code?
Oh, I can do that.
But no.
All right, go for it.
509?
No, don't. Oh, no. You didn't meet her before.
No. So you're just fine with 321 Spout.
Yeah, that's
all right, 25 points.
Remember when I asked you what's an acceptable answer this morning when we went over these questions?
Yeah, and I said,
and you said 321 Spout is fine.
Okay, you're good then.
Thank you.
How many points is it worth?
25.
25.
All right, Jeremiah, back to you.
Let's go with, how many more 50 points do we have left?
We have one more 50
points. Let's go with a 50 pointer.
Okay.
Finish it off.
Listen to the whole question.
Excuse you.
Sarah's top three bands she would like to see in concert are Coldplay, Nickel Creek, and John Mayer. Put them in her top three order.
Sarah.
Go.
Coldplay.
Where are you starting from?
Oh, number one.
You're starting with number one. Okay.
Coldplay, John Mayer, Nickel, whatever that was.
Back.
Creek.
Nickel Creek. You're a Nickelback fan. So
is that right?
Say that order again. So number one is what?
Coldplay.
Number two is what?
John Mayer.
Number three is Nickelback.
Nickelback Creek.
Is that correct, Sarah?
That's correct.
That is correct for 50 points. Nickelback. All right, Jeremiah.
By the way, Nickelback came out with a album not that long ago, and when I saw it came out, I thought of you. So I
just
thanks, bro.
Sway
him. Let's go with 100 points. You bet.
100 points.
I like your shirt today.
I do what I can.
Oh,
all right. What is Jane's favorite topping to put on her Yogurtland yogurt? And this is a multiple choice. Is it animal crackers, crushed Reese's, mochi, or strawberries?
Sarah. Jeremiah.
Oh.
Sarah. Mochi.
Mochi is correct.
How much was that worth?
100 points.
Jane, wow. I don't know why I knew that one, but for some reason I knew that.
Because
it's not correct though.
That's what you said on the podcast.
Okay, that's fine. But really it's peanut butter sauce.
I was waiting for that.
Yogurtland had peanut butter sauce coming out.
And vanilla wafers.
But you said your number one is mochi. Yeah. But, you know, I also like the peanut butter sauce because I saw a Twitter that you said that you talked about it.
Yeah.
But you said your number one.
No, that's good.
I'm going off the show.
I love mochi.
All right.
I don't even know what mochi is.
I don't necessarily know.
Jelly stuff.
Got it.
Gelatin.
If Jeremiah can come back, but let's see what happens here, okay?
Oh, he's losing weight.
He's losing bad.
Jeremiah.
Okay.
You still have some hundreds to get.
Hey, I got.
No, you have one more 100 to get and the 225, so.
150.
You want to play it out? You want to just do the last three and then see what the final score is? All right, go for
it. Let's play it out.
All right,
yeah.
Jeremiah, what do you want to go with?
Let's go with a 25-er.
Come on, 25-er. Jeremiah, play your heart out.
What Spoutcast episode are we recording right now?
57.
That is correct. 25.
I didn't even know that one.
I knew it. That's great, Jeremiah.
All right, Sarah?
Yeah.
25 or 100?
100.
Okay.
Now you believe in me. Last episode, you didn't.
This is not a multiple choice, and this is very difficult.
Sorry.
But we'll see what you guys can do.
Oh.
What movie
Optimism.
Was our original theme song from? 10 seconds.
I listened to that theme song like so many times today, and I have no idea what it's from.
Sarah?
Go for it.
I want to say, like, a car movie, like Hot. Is there a movie called Hot Rod?
There is a movie called Hot Rod. That is an incorrect answer.
Can you, what was the question again?
What movie was our That's original our theme, song theme song from?
What movie?
Yes.
Was our original, is it Fast and the Furious?
It is not.
That's a really good guess.
The correct answer is Kill Bill.
Yeah.
All right.
That was only around for maybe 3 episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait. So this is the last question.
Got it.
Jeremiah, you have to go with this one.
No. Going out.
Who was last week's music by?
Jeremiah. Frou Frou. Frau Frau. However you pronounce it.
Incorrect. It was by the Civil Wars.
You didn't give Sarah a chance to answer. No.
That's okay. Sarah won. I forgot. That was.
What's the final point total?
Do you want to do your final question, or is that just a tiebreaker?
The tiebreaker question I gave as 100 to give Jeremiah a small. You're even having a shot at winning. So.
Okay. All right.
Wait, drum roll. Oh, hold on.
Oh. Wait, we're getting drums out.
And the winner is Sarah Roby.
Now, what is the final
point?
The
final score was 325 million points to 125 million points.
200 bones.
Yeah,
Jeremiah, good game.
Hey, good game.
Oh, there's a handshake going on, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, did we get a prize for the winner?
I don't need a prize.
The prize is right here. The prize is the name on the website and forever the super fan. Now, Sarah, next time you're in town, you are going to have to take on a new foe.
Oh, done.
Danny is a mega fan.
Sarah, okay. I will say this. For claiming to be a super fan.
Christian.
Oh, you're about to go low.
She won. Isn't that enough?
Yeah. You're supposed to be building me up. Why are you guys like putting me on your shoulders?
Hey guys, we really appreciate you being here. Thanks.
Oh, wait. Now he's so putting her on his shoulders and carrying her out.
Oh, wow.
Way to make up.
Well, hey, Sarah, good job.
Good choice, Christian. Good choice.
If you are at home and you thought this was a waste of 30 minutes, like I'm glad because this is the most fun I've had on this Foulcast today. So thanks for being here, guys. And Sarah, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Good Jeremiah.
Good job, Sarah.
Good try.
Jeremiah, you might as well stop listening.
I'm fired. So, you know, I was thinking about it today as I was driving over and I was thinking – you know, it really is a lot of weight to carry, especially around the office with the three of you that I've got to be the super fan all the time. And now I can just go back to regular old Jeremiah who just enjoys.
But regular old Jeremiah, he's kind of not super. You know,
you've been a big fan though since the beginning. What are you going to do? Really, like, it's your identity for the past year and a half.
Yeah, I'm going to go Disney.
Who are you anymore?
He's going to now find his identity in Christ.
Has the Spoutcast been an idol for you?
Yeah. Wait, I thought you didn't listen to the message.
All right. Well, hey, Jeremiah, Sarah, thanks for making the time to be here.
Thank you.
All right. Congrats, Sarah. Back, and I just want to say one quick thing before Sarah gets into her thing is this last Sunday, Brad mentioned that they're going to stop doing announcements from the stage. He just feels like announcements are too predictable and all of the above. And I'm in the vantage point of, I kind of agree. Like, I think that we should move people to the website. So I thought it'd be cool to here on the show, we'll still give a few announcements here and there, but we have an awesome website, and Sarah knows our website. We all know the website, and Sarah can highlight new parts about the website that you guys haven't maybe checked out before. And so Sarah wanted to inform us on a thing that I think is pretty cool. So
I don't know if you know this, but we have a blogs section of our website, and our campus pastors and spiritual formation directors all write blogs pretty frequently, and they are really good blogs, and they are usually based off of what they're learning currently or something they're studying.
You written a blog?
I've written a few.
They've been good.
Thank you. Thank you. So you should go check them out and go read them. And you can even respond to them, I think, and say what you think.
And where can I find those?
You can find those on the homepage at thewellcommunity.org. And if you go down near the bottom on the right side, it says blogs, and it'll show you the most recent, maybe top three or four blogs and who they're by. And you can take a look at them.
Cool.
And you can also find the Spoutcast recordings on there under media, along with our sermons. Check it out. And you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/spoutcast or email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com.
There's and also
follow
next...
us on Instagram and Twitter as well.
Twitter. Where we are
the Spoutcast. And Instagram is the Spoutcast as well.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
What's up?
Next to the blog section too, there's always like a calendar of upcoming events. So that's a cool thing too. That's just right next to it.
That's right.
Well, hey, this is a great episode. Sarah Roby, once again, congratulations.
Congrats, Sarah.
And Sarah, stop checking your Pinterest, okay?
Oh, wow. Do we make fun of you for your idols?
This is The Spout.
And we're out.
Come and lay your burdens down. Breathe.